transform us, Spirit of God, flow and renew us, Spirit of God, flow. Overflow, overflow, Spirit of God, flow and transform us, Spirit of God.
God, we honor you. We reverence you, Adonai. We salute you, O God. You are indeed the God that sits high and look low. You are indeed the one that called forth Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You are indeed the one that break us out of prison. You are indeed that shut the lion's mouth. You are indeed the one that part the seas. You are indeed the one that supplied manna. What kind of God is this, that his voice is like many waters? What kind of God is this, that his eyes is like fire? What kind of God is this, that when he speaks, it is? So speak, Lord. Speak over the nations. Let the angels of the Lord release the words to your prophets. Let every muscle that has come upon their mouth be removed now. Break out the Sauls, oh God. Release the Ananias to the Sauls, that they will be able to step into their rightful place. Release it, God. Oh Father, you are releasing the Jehus in this season. That the Jehus will walk in might. Let the fear of the Lord go with them. That they will go to the nations, they will go to the places, the regions, the states, the cities, and break the ground of Jezebel, God. That they will remove every Jezebel out of their place. Let the Jehus arise in boldness. Let the purity of the Lord come back into the regions. Let every Jezebel fall to the ground. Release the Jehus, oh Father. I stir them up even now. I stir them up even now. Give them new tongues, oh Father. New anointing. Release your angels with them. Let the assignment be completed. Release them. Mantle them with the anointing they need to see Jezebel fall to the ground in the marketplace, in the family, in the mountain of influence of the religion, of the entertainment. Let the breaker Jesus Christ go before them.
Father, I pray for Australia. I shift this nation, the delay that they've been in the realm of the spirit in 2023. I shift this nation into the next. I command every assignment that has been causing delay in the realm of the spirit to be halted now. I ask that, Lord, you release your holy angels even now into this realm. That they masura mandara itaraba. That everyone that has been halted, every delay, every haltedness, every stagnation be broken now. I command that shift to happen right now. I shift that nation into the year 2024. You're no longer in 2023 anymore. I ask that, Lord, you be a Jehovah Jireh, lay besura mandara asataya. Let provision come. Let provision come into this nation. Let governmental assistance come. I release the shift in the governmental assistant in Australia. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for Canada. I ask that, Lord, lepe sura mandara iskataya. I bind the spirit of divorce in Canada. I cancel it now. I command every divorce papers on the table that I'm seeing right now to be removed out of that table. I tear those papers in half. And I pray restoration in marriages. I pray restoration in marriages in Canada, Lord. In kingdom marriages. I pray restoration, Father, in marriages, God. I release the spirit of unity. I pray unity into the families, Lord, in Canada. Father, I pray for the land in Canada. I'm seeing the roads where cars pass by. I cancel every accident in Canada. I cancel every accident. I cancel every collapsing of the floor. every collapsing of the floor in Canada. I see the floor caving in. I cancel that now in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to release angels to watch over that specific area in that land. And I speak protection over those that are driving, over those that are in that land. In the name of Jesus, Jehovah Nisi, be a banner upon this land. Let the banner of the Lord rest upon Canada right now. In Jesus' name, Father, I pray for India. I pray for India. I thank you for the oil, the new oil that you're releasing upon India even now. Oh God, I bind the spirit of witchcraft in that land in the name of Jesus. I ask that, Lord, you release your holy angels that guard the atmosphere. Let the angels that war against principalities be released into this land. Let the fire of evangelism start to spark in this land right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray over the water in India, God. Every assignment of the wicked one that has been released upon the waters, oh God, I ask you to loose your angels, Father, to put a stop to it in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for Italy. I come against that collapsing of that building that I'm seeing right now. I sever it now. In the name of Jesus, I pray strength over that building, Lord. Everything that is not of you that has been happening in that building, oh God, everything that has been out of position in that building, I ask that, Lord, you will give the people that are taking care of the building the knowledge, the word of knowledge, God, to go and fix it. I pray you're covering over the land in that specific region in Italy. I cancel that collapsing of that building in the name of Jesus. I cancel every spirit of suicide in that region of Italy. Father, I pray for that man and that woman that I'm seeing right now that want to commit suicide. I cancel that assignment off of their life. You will live and not die and declare the work of the Lord. Lord, I pray you release holy angels, ministering spirits, God, that will go and minister to them. Minister to their circumstances. Minister to their heart. Minister to them, to the assignment that you've called them to do in this region, oh Father. I pray for safety. Safety in the land, Lord. I pray over Florida. I cancel every tornado, every wind that has not been sent by you. I sever in Aleba Suremandara Askataya. Let the wind that has been sent by the enemy be turned into a blessing for the nation, for that region, for that place, Lord. Reba Sukuriataya. Release your watching, your angels that watch into Florida. God, I thank you for the revival, the anointing that you're pouring into these apostolic churches in Florida. There's a new shift in that room, in that church, God. I pray, let them shift into that place. Oh God, I pray for that Sunday service that is coming up in Florida, in that specific church, that they will be able to receive the new wineskin that you're pouring into that church. Now the oil that they have will be sustained for the long run. I pray for an apostolic movement in that region, in that specific church, that they will be able to step into that grace of the anointing that you've released upon that church. Let the Shekura Mandara Asataya, let the service be shifted into miracles, signs and wonders. Let the atmosphere of worship pour upon that place. Let prophetic worship come. Let prophetic prayer come. I command every gift that you have placed in each one of the people, even in the leadership in that specific church, be activated now. That as the anointed fall in that room on Sunday, I ask that, Lord, they will not be hesitant. I break the spirit of fear off of them. They will move in might and boldness, Lord. Let the angels of the Lord that guard the atmosphere of worship, the atmosphere of prayer, the atmosphere of teaching, the atmosphere of deliverance, the atmosphere of songs, of the prophetic, the atmosphere of your power, God, rest in that specific church, Lord. Let the angels of the Lord guard the atmosphere. Let there be a shaking in that region because that church obeys you, God, and walk in that anointing that is so heavy in the atmosphere. Let them be able to step into and shift that church into the next realm of glory. And I plead the blood of Jesus over that pastor and his family. The Lord, your hand upon them will be justified. Your hand upon them will release might and anointing and grace in your glory over them. Father, I pray for New York. I release the fire of God into the government in New York and even to the fashion industry. Father, I come against every shooting in New York. I sever it now. I sever it now. And people throwing themselves from building, I sever it now. I bind it. I dismantle it. I overturn it right now with the blood of Jesus. I pray healing into New York. I release healing into the atmosphere. Healing of the mind. Mental healing. Emotional healing. Right now, I release it. I release healing right now. Even medical healing in the atmosphere. Father, be a great physician in New York. Release your anointing. Release the fire, oh God, upon that place. Let the light of Jesus shine into New York. I pray for California. Every shortage of water, every shortage of food and resources, I ask. Let it come. Let resources come from the east, west, south, north. Let it come to California. In Jesus' name. I pray for strength over the bridges, God. In England, the bridges in Italy, the bridges in USA. Mare itore mando masore itere bazukuria taina. Restore, God, direbe kuraman direbe sete. Restore, O Father, meture inara istoraman. Let restoration come. Mesura batore itere manda kataya. Let restoration come, masore manda. O God, let restoration come to the nations. Ikure baso. Let restoration come, oh God. Let restoration come. Let it come. Let it come like a rushing wind. Let it come to the nations, oh Father. Restore the broken walls. Restore the brokenness in the nations, God. Restore the brokenness in the families. Restore the brokenness in the land. There is such a cry. In Australia, oh God. There is such a cry in the land of Australia, Father. I ask you to release your hand over Australia. Release, God, your hand over Australia. Oh, Father, release your power over Australia. There is such a move that you want to do in this land. Oh God, do not pass them by. Oh God, do not pass them by. Release your hand, Father. Release your hand over those that are in Australia. Let the move of God start to happen in May, oh Father. Let the shift that you've graced this land to occupy and to hold, let it be sustained. Let it move into reality. Let it move from the realm of the spirit into the natural, oh Father. Release your hand over Australia. Release your mighty hand over Australia, oh Father. There is such a move that you want to do in this land. Just as Daniel prayed, God, I ask you to release angels, God, into the realm of the spirit and to bati kiriataya. To put a stop into every realm of darkness in the heavenlies. Let the rain move into that nation. Let the rain move into that nation.
Oh God, I strike the ground and I say, revival come. Revival come. Worship come. Deliverance come. Every halt of what you want to do in the realm of the spirit, in the natural, let the shift happen now. Let the shift happen now. In the name of Jesus. The hidden agenda in USA, in the government, let it be exposed in this 2 months. Every hidden agenda in the government that is being hidden right now, I command it to come to the forefront. I command it to come to the news. Let it be uncovered. In the name of Jesus, let it be uncovered. Let the shift that you want in the mountain of influence, of entertainment, of family, of religion, of the marketplace, oh God, let it come. Let it come, God. No more delays, oh Father. No more delays. The angels of the Lord remove the delays. There is this delay in the realm of the spirit. God, your people cannot be in delay anymore. God, release your angels that will shift them. Every delay in the realm of the spirit, I shift the people into their rightful place. Right now, in Jesus' name. God, let your anointing break the yoke that is causing them to be delayed. Let every delay be lifted off. Let them move into your rightful place. No more delays. No more delays. No more. In Jesus' name. No more delays, God. Let there be momentum. Let the Kairos moment happen even now. No more delays. Let the baton be passed. Let him receive it with grace, with humility, and with dependence upon you. Because it's not by might, it's not by power, but by your spirit. Let your spirit rest in the land. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray. We seal this with the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. led me to Ezra 10. He just led me. I've never read Ezra 10 until today. He literally opened the Bible and he just went to Ezra 10. And the Lord was like, read it. And as I was reading it, it literally aligns with the word that God gave me. There's this shaking the Lord is doing. There's this exchange the Lord is doing in this season. And so I'm going to read Ezra 10. Now, while Ezra was praying, and while he was confessing, weeping, and bowing down before the house of God, a very large assembly of men, women, and children gathered to him from Israel, for the people wept very bitterly. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, spoke up and said to Ezra, "We have trespassed against our God, and have taken pagan wives from the peoples of the land. Yet now there is hope in Israel in spite of this. Now therefore let us make a covenant with our God to put away all these wives and those who have been born to them, according to the advice of my master, and of those who tremble at the commandments of our God, and let it be done according to the law. Arise, for this matter is your responsibility. We also are with you. Be of good courage and do it." Then Ezra arose and made the leaders of the priests, the Levites, and all Israel swear an oath that they would do according to this word. So they swore an oath. Then Ezra rose up from before the house of God and went into the chamber of Jehohanan, the son of Eliashib. And when he came there, he ate no bread and drank no water, for he mourned because of the guilt of those from the captivity. And they issued a proclamation throughout Judea and Jerusalem to all the descendants of the captivity, they that must gather at Jerusalem, and that whoever would not come within 3 days, according to the instructions of the leaders and elders, all his property would be confiscated. And he himself will be separated from the assembly of those from the captivity. So all the men of Judea and Benjamin gathered at Jerusalem within 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 20th of the month, and all the people sat in the open square of the house of God, trembling because of this matter and because of heavy rain. Then Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, "You have transgressed and taken pagan wives, adding to the guilt of Israel. Now therefore, make confession to the Lord God of your fathers, and do his will. Separate yourself from the peoples of the land and from the pagan wives." Then all the assembly answered and said with a loud voice, "Yes, as you have said, so we must do. But there are many people. It is the season for heavy rain, and we are not able to stand outside, nor is this the work of 1 or 2 days, for there are many of us who have transgressed in this matter. Please let the leaders of our entire assembly stand, and let all those in our cities who have taken pagan wives come at appointed times together with the elders and judges of their cities, until the fierce wrath of our God is turned away from us in this matter. Only Jonathan, the son of Asahel, and Jahaziah, the son of Tikva, opposed this, and Meshulam and Sabbatiah, the Levite, gave them support. Then the descendants of captivity did so, and Ezra the priest, with certain heads of the fathers' households were set apart by the father's household, each of them by name. And they sat down on the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. By the first day of the first month, they finished questioning all the men who had taken pagan wives. And among the sons of priests who had taken pagan wives, the following were found: of the sons of Jeshua, the son of Jozadik, and his brothers, Messiah, Elisha, Jerib, and Gedaliah, and they gave their promise that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they presented a ram of the flock as their trespass offering. Also the sons of Immer, Hananiah and Zebediah, son of the Harim, Messiah, Elijah, Shemiah, Jehiel, and Uzariah of the sons of Pasha. So all of these sons, it says the sons of this, the sons of that, all the way going down to Ezra 10:44, it says, all these had taken pagan wives, and some of them had wives by whom they had children. I have never read Ezra 10 in my life. But today, the Lord led me to open to an Ezra. After Ezra 10 is Nehemiah. So I was reading Nehemiah, and God says, no, that's not what I want you to focus on. I want you to look at Ezra 10. And as I was reading it, afterwards, I looked at the title of it. It says, Confession of Improper Marriages. And then the other part is Pagan Wives Put Away. I believe that this is something that the Lord is releasing. You know, it might not be a actual person or actual human being. It's something that's pagan to the Lord. It might be an actual person, might be a job, it might be a position, it might be a relationship, you know, but there is a putting away of something that the Lord is saying he was never in it to begin with, that he wants you to release, that it was your decision. I shared my own personal, you know, experience with you all, that there's a pagan idol thing that God is desiring for people to let go of, because when you allow to let go of, you will be able to step into your divine promise. And literally, I've never in my life read Ezra 10. I was reading, you know, Nehemiah. I was like, oh, okay, Nehemiah, let me just read it. God is like, no, I want you to look to your left. I want you to look at Ezra 10. I want to back my word with my word, what I've spoken to you about the exchange. I want to back it up. So there's something that's pagan in your life that you chose. As we see in Ezra, these people chose improper marriages. Yours might not be marriage, yours might be, you know, a position, a job, a relationship, a contract, whatever it is, a connection, whatever it is, you know, the Holy Spirit will give you a conviction about it. There's something pagan in your life. And majority of the time, something pagan might seem right until the Lord shines his light on it and say, no, this is not it. It's something pagan, that something that you chose for yourself. Something that you chose, and even possibly people in your life were saying, that's not a good idea, that's not the right thing or the right place or the right person, or, you know, you got a lot of not so good things about that decision, but you did it anyway. And God is coming to really convict you, just as he did with these men, that you gotta let go of the pagan things in your life. Because anything pagan will take the place of God. We see it in Exodus, when Moses was up on the mountain getting the Ten Commandments, and they were down there making earrings into idol, pagan things, worshiping pagan things instead of worshiping God. Instead of backing, you know, Moses up with worship, instead of backing the realm of the Spirit, instead of cultivating the realm of the Spirit, they actually turn to idol things. And idol things is desiring to take the place of the covenant that you have with God. I would say that anyone that comes in your life to literally stop you from going to the next that God wants you to go, or possessing everything that God wants you to possess and growing who God called you to be, causes stagnation, draining you, is not of God, right? Iron sharpens iron, right? We have to be evenly yoked in friendship relationship, in community, in who we hang out with, in who we marry, in, you know, what we watch in our day-to-day, right? We have to be evenly yoked. The shows we watch, you know? So God is coming after pagan things. And God, I ask you to unveil it to them. Unveil the pagan idols, the things that you unveil to those that are in the book of Ezra 10. Unveil it to them. Give them conviction. Let them be able to come to themselves and release these pagan things that they have held on to. And even the pagan resources that came out of that pagan decision. The offspring of that pagan decision. The things that they thought that they were profiting that was not really you. Even the pagan business plans that brought forth, you know, profit that is not from you, God. Some of them selling drugs, some of them doing illegal things that they know about. Holy Spirit, convict them. Let them be able to relinquish the pagan things and pick up the pure things, the right things, the righteous things, the ordained things, the divine things that you want for them. And even the things that are witchcraft originated, that they embarked on knowing that it had a seed of immorality, a seed of witchcraft, a seed of impurity, a seed of evil, but they still embarked on it. As they repent, I ask you to turn the tides, turn the waves, shift them into the right position, into the right job, into the right marriage, into the right relationship, into the right friendship, into the right contract, into the right community, the right position, the right place. Shift them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Hi, everyone. Good day, good day. This is Bernice. I hope you're having a lovely day. I wanted to share some Bible verses. Thank you so much for tuning into Devoted today. Proverbs 10:22 talks about the blessing of the Lord makes one rich and he adds no sorrow. Also, I want us to look at a Bible verse that is so dear to my heart concerning the things that we give up for the Lord. When we give up certain things for God, he literally blesses us. It says in Matthew 19:29, and everyone who has left houses, gosh, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or husband, or children, or fields, for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. This passage is so pivotal because sometimes we think that, you know, we sacrifice a lot and we give up so much and God does not see it. Sometimes God will even request of you to give up something that's so dear to your heart. And even for me, you know, in college, I'm sharing this because I believe that we are in a season of exchange. We are in a season of exchange. I know I didn't really talk about what April is, but I realized that God was leading us to basically let us know that April is a month of testimony and a month of exchange. Like I said before in my previous episode, that you cannot put new wine into old wineskin. There's an exchange that is happening in a natural, in a realm of the spirit. You know, God wants us to believe for the greater. God always tells me, Bernice, I want the best for you. You know, Jeremiah 29:11, I want the best for you. You know, I never settle for anything. Even with job, with friends, with even guys I've dated, I never settle because I know that God has the best for me. There are times in the past where I've dated someone and I'm like, God, he's amazing, he's this, he's that. And God said, I have the best for you. Will you wait for the best? So in this season, we are in a time where God is requesting us to give the best. You know, Abraham gave the best. Abraham could have given Ishmael, but God says he wanted Isaac. That's the best. I have sacrificed my Isaac. There are many Isaacs that God has allowed me to, you know, give up. And we all know that in the Bible, Abraham didn't really sacrifice Isaac. But there are times where God will really test you for your Isaac, you know. Many times, you know, twice I could have been married. I believe that me waiting on God to unite me with my future husband is an Isaac that I have given, you know. In 2015, I could have been married. In 2019 or 18, I could have been married. But God requested of me to give up that man because he has better for me. He has better for me. So that verse, Matthew 19, 20, talks about, you know, those that give up things that are dear to their heart, those that give up, you know, houses and land and field and brothers and wife and also husbands and children and brothers, sisters, father, mother, for my sake. You know, when we give up something, it's not just God. When God requests something, it's not just, oh, just give it to me, you know. No. When he requests it, it's a purpose. There's a purpose behind it. You know, there's a greater purpose behind it. That's why he's requesting it. And so, whatever you've given up over the years, you know, people always say, oh, you know, you're so anointed, or, oh, God is using you so mightily. I had to really give up a lot, you know. I have never had to give up my life, literally, like, lay on the cross to die. Jesus did. I have not had to do that. And praise the Lord, I don't ever have to do that. But there are certain things in life that you feel like you're dying. I remember Benny Hinn was preaching one time. He was sharing a testimony. He was sharing something on YouTube. And this was the first time I heard him say this, because I remember I was talking to the Lord. I'm like, Lord, I really, you know, my college sweetheart, I loved him. He loved me. We were like literally two peas in a pod. And I'm like, God, I've given up. That was like a very difficult sacrifice to give to you. And the Lord led me to listen to Benny Hinn, his message. He was talking about how when he was younger in ministry, I think before either during the time he stepped into ministry, early ministry, or before he stepped into ministry, he was in love with this woman and he wanted to marry her. Literally thought she was the love of his life. And the Lord was not in favor of that. The Lord told him, give her up, let her go. And he said he had a battle with the Lord about it, because he was really in love with this woman. And the Lord said to him, that is not the right person for you, let her go. And he did not marry her. He said it was something that was very difficult. That was a sacrifice he had to give up. That was something that he wanted, but he had to give up because he feared the Lord, because he reverenced God, because he wanted to obey the Lord. And that gave me peace, because I believe that the Lord led me to listen to that, because I too had to give up somebody that I loved so deeply. My heart was literally awakened. You know, when you fall in love, it's like amazing. It was just deep, you know. It was extremely deep love, and he loved me with every fiber of his being. It was more difficult for him to let me go than it was for me. He loved me extremely deeply, and I'm not gonna go into the detail of it, but it was a sacrifice that I had to give up, and the Lord knows that. It was very hard for me, as much as it was hard for him, but I had to let that go. I had to let him go, because honestly, even now, in the person that I am now, looking back, you know, that man would have changed, would have gone with the flow. He would have done everything to stick by me, you know, and all of that. But the thing is, it wouldn't be fair, because I would be changing him into something that he's not, you know. And it would not be fair, because he would be a totally different person that he's supposed to be. Different is good, but different is not good if it's not who God has called him to be, right? Or if it's not exactly who he is. I will be molding him into something that he's not comfortable in or he's not ready for. So the Lord was telling me, hey, Bernice, I have better for you. I have best for you. And you know what? If God desires to bless me, you know, with whatever I've given up, land, jobs, friends, boyfriends, you know, resource, whatever, he knows how to bless me with it. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I believe there's something in your life that God is saying, give it up. Give it up. You've probably had it for years. You know, you've connected with it. It's been close to you. It's been something that just you and it just, you had a great time of it. But this is a time of exchange. You know, God cannot give you something in your hand if you already have something in your hand. So you have to release to receive. You gotta release to receive. Even with the second person that I could have gotten married to, literally, his dad loved me. First time his dad saw me, he had a bigger smile on his face. And that man literally went on tour with like Travis Green and Tasha Cobbs. I don't talk about people that God has allowed me to encounter. I could have been married to him. But if the Lord doesn't want that person for me, or if the Lord isn't in it, I cannot embark on it. I was talking with my group of ministry friends, and the person was teaching on the fear of the Lord. You know, God telling us to give up stuff, give up something that's dear to our heart. And that made me think of the things that I've given up for the Lord, because I love the Lord. I love the Lord, and I know He loves me. I love Him so much that I'll give up anything for Him, and He knows that. I'll give up anything. And there are times where I didn't want to give it up and he took it away. Because he knows better. Because he knows way better than anything. And so I trust him to lead me. I trust him to order my steps and guide me and hold my hand and be everything that I need in a season. So I don't know what God has asked you, requested of you to give up. It might be very hard, but remember, he gave up his son for us. Can you watch your son die for your enemies? Can you watch your son die for those that hate him? He gave up his whole son for us. So whatever it is that you have to give up, I think it's not as comparison to Jesus Christ. It was very, very hard. The most hardest thing I've ever had to give up was my college sweetheart, to walk away from him. That was hard. I remember he came and sat at my parents' house in a parking lot, just watching out for me. There are seasons, you know, in life where God will request the deepness of what you hold dear to your heart from you. And I think that every great man, great woman of God had to give up their deep desire, or their deep thing, that thing that is so deep to you. Benny Hinn was talking about how it was very hard for him to release that woman that he wanted to marry before he married his wife. And he said that if he did not give her up, he would not be in ministry, in the plateau of ministry, or in the anointing and the grace, and even the the highness of his ministry. He would not be able to be working miracles like he's doing now. And sometimes the reason why you're not in the next, or in the highness, or in the elevation, God is showing me an elevator going up to the 12th floor. Maybe the reason why you're stuck on 6 is because you've not released that thing that is so that you hold so dear to you. God want that thing. He want that thing so that you can be able to move up. Remember when Rachel and Leah and Jacob left Rachel's father's house? She took the idols with her. And even when her father came to look for the idols, what did she do? She was sitting on it and pretending to have her period. She needed to release that. She needed to let that go. Sometimes what we hold on to, whatever we cannot release, is an idol. Whatever we cannot release, I have released marriage into the Lord's hands and said, God, you pick for me. You give me the right person. You give it to me. You give me the right man of God. I don't know what it is in your life. I feel it so strong that we are in a season of the release to receive, the exchange. Because if God is telling you to give up something, there is already a replacement. And what God is showing me is even with like the book of Esther, he's highlighting the book of Esther to me. Esther did not come to the palace until Vashti left. We didn't hear about Esther until Vashti left the palace. For Esther to come, Vashti has to leave. So many of you have some Vashtis that need to go for Esther's to take place and literally save a whole nation. So Father, I just pray right now for my brother, my sister that is listening. Rebellion is as witchcraft, right? Not being able to obey God and what he's telling you to do is you stepping into witchcraft. And when you do that, you open yourself for the enemy's assignment. If you don't say yes to God's assignment, you are automatically saying yes to the devil's assignment. Because the opposite of what God wants is the enemy's assignment. We see that with Jonah. God says, go to Nineveh. He goes to Tarshish. And then in Tarshish, he gets encounter with the fish. Right? That God led that fish to him. But there are times where God will leave consequences to you to pivot you to your next season. Would you rather see what God wants you to release be snatched out of your hand? Or would you rather give it away? Because look, the thing about God is he can snatch it. He can snatch it quick, but he wants you to release it. He wanted it to be a willing effort. A willing effort. The Father doesn't like to snatch things out of our hands. There was a time where God told me to leave a place that I didn't want to leave. He literally snatched me out of that place. I had no choice but to leave. I had no choice but to leave. No choice. I wanted to stay. But the God of the universe said, no, you're leaving this place. And he literally snatched me out of that place. And I'm glad he did, because I was so glad, because I realized that he had a better place for me. So whatever it is that God wants you to relinquish, he has a better thing to take the place of it. So Father, I just pray for boldness, strength, obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. In all that getting, get understanding. So I ask you, Adonai, to give that person understanding of why you want them to release that thing that is so dear to your heart. You allowed me to share even my own personal thing that I had to release. And also Betty Hand's personal thing that he shared. God, I ask you to use these stories to just minister to the person. Give them the reverence for you, the fear of you, the love of you, God, to relinquish what it is that you need to relinquish. Because you always have something better for them. Whatever it is standing their way, causing them not to be able to be obedient, I ask you, Lord, to sever it. Send angels to strengthen them, to help them, to usher them, to assist them in this next shift. So they can release to receive. Let the exchange happen for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you so much for listening to Devoted today. I hope that you were blessed. I really just wanted to share a testimony, but the Lord turned the waves and turned the tides and literally shifted the atmosphere to let me not only pray prophetically, but be able to release His word. So I thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Well, I hope you have a lovely week. Read Ezra 10 and ask the Lord to unveil to you what pagan things in your life He wants you to relinquish so that you can receive the right things that He wants for you. Amen. Amen. Until next time, have a blessed and lovely week. Talk to you later. Thank you.